17 signatures went to what appeared to be blank pages. And I don't know if that's just because maybe, Richard, you and I are not privy to the disappearing ink or the invisible ink. They just don't want the cameras to be able to check any of this out. 15 of those were executive orders. We have now stopped the Keystone Pipeline. We have pulled the permit for that. There will be no fossil fuels here in this country. That is a presidential campaign promise by the rogue dictator who has been illegitimately inserted into our political system now.
Putting hundreds of union workers out of work.
Thousands of union workers are now out of work. This thing is going to eliminate 11,000 jobs, these executive orders, 8,000 of which are union workers. Now, also, we have new legislation that is going to stop the production or the building of the wall in our southern border as this caravan from Guatemala approaches. We are now open. So you don't have any rights here. Your First Amendment is gone. Your Second Amendment is soon to fall next. I'm calling for, I'm predicting nationalized internet service here. We'll get to that later. That'll mean that it'll be state-controlled internet service, which I think you will only have, Richard, if you have your proof of vaccination and you've surrendered your firearms to Beto O'Rourke, who made the promise, hell yes, we're coming for your AR-15. I think he said.
Off the grid we go then.
And so we have to get back to the garden. And when we go back to the garden, what I mean by that is go back to our roots. Understand why we are here. I understand the feeling of discernment. I understand the discontent. I understand being disenfranchised. I understand that everybody's panicking right now. I get it. These are some very trying times. We have been here before. We survived through 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama. It was close. I don't know that we could have done 16 years consecutively between Obama and then Hillary Clinton, but we did survive. And as I'm looking over here now, I'm seeing images of Joe Biden after signing his national mask mandate. You have to, on any federal property, you have to now wear your mask unless you are the dictator Joe Biden. We saw him at the Lincoln Memorial. Charlie Kirk, I was just looking at Twitter, posted a video of him. And I believe the Lincoln Memorial is federal property. Am I wrong here? I mean, so
I would believe so.
Not wearing a mask over there, of course, because it is rules for thee, but not for me. We're going to get into all of that. We have some great guests upcoming, including Monica Matthews, Tim Klund, and, of course, Stephanie Kaplan. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu. That is Richard. PC Radio is on right now.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
With a domestic population of 350 million... 7.8 billion worldwide. We thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
The Patriotically Correct Radio Show.
Eat me.
With Stu and Rich. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
Welcome back to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. Yes, the 12 listeners that are here. On Twitter, we were just having a conversation about this earlier. I believe I was up to somewhere. I mean, I'm not a huge influencer or anything, but I enjoyed speaking with 78,000 of you over there. I think I'm down to 50,000 now, Richard. We were just talking about some nerd that must have some sort of an algorithm that he plugged in, and Dorsey was like, yes, I love this one. Dorsey, by the way, all over being outed by Project Veritas, targeting conservatives, and conservatives are being targeted everywhere, which is why we had the conversation that we had earlier about finding and seeking out places to do business that support freedom, that support America. Veteran-owned businesses are a real big big one. For example, Verve, and we'll be talking to TK here coming up on the show shortly. We are proud ambassadors for Verve Forever also, but it all ties into our next guest, who is Stephanie Kaplan, and she's the founder of Corporate Woke Place, whose mission is to make corporate America less woke. Now, Stephanie has over 25 years of experience in corporate human resources, primarily with Fortune 100 companies such as Starbucks and Target. She started Corporate Woke Place in 2020 after what she calls a disturbing incident at her current employer, where a CEO asked 2,500 employees to donate to a certain organization, and we're going to let Stephanie tell you who that is. Corporate Woke Place highlights the insanity that is occurring in corporate America and also everywhere, basically. I mean, it's happening on social media. It's happening everywhere. Stephanie Kaplan, welcome to Patriotically Correct Radio. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You know, first talk to us about this CEO that had some disturbing thing that he wanted 2,500 employees to do. What was this all about?
Yeah, so this occurred a couple of weeks after George Floyd was killed. We had an all-employee meeting, and everyone's working remote right now. So everyone's in their homes and with their slippers on and getting on this video to hear what the CEO has to say. And he starts by talking about the unrest and the riots and what happened with George Floyd. Then he starts talking about systemic racism. And I had to close my camera so I could roll my eyes for a little bit. And he went on and on about how guilty he feels and he wants to do something about it and use the power of the company to do something about it. So not only was the company going to be donating $200,000 to, as you might have guessed it, Black Lives Matter.
Oh, sure. Yes. Very important. Yes. Did he talk about how George Floyd overdosed on a lethal amount of fentanyl and meth, or did he leave that out? Did he talk about how George Floyd was a home-invading thug and a career criminal, or did he leave these things out as he was propping him up as a martyr and all of his shame and his incurable mental health illness that I call white guilt? Did he leave all of that out, Stephanie?
He left all that out, but he was crying while he was talking. So I think the white guilt was fully present.
Yes, yes. All right.
And then, to make matters worse, he asked all of us to donate to Black Lives Matter. So the $200,000 that he was giving wasn't enough. He wanted all 2,500 employees to give money out of their paycheck to donate. And so that kind of just sent me over the edge, quite honestly. I've been doing corporate HR for 25 years. I have seen this, you know, wokeness in the corporate environment become worse and worse and worse, not only from an employee perspective, but also from a consumer perspective, where you get this kind of ideology rammed down your throat when you're just trying to go in and, you know, buy a toilet seat, which is what my latest blog post was about that you mentioned.
And I wonder how many people were just like, yeah, okay, yeah, no problem. Take it right out of my check.
Well, there were. I'm sure there were, because there was a lot of people posting comments during this live meeting, this Zoom type meeting. Oh, this is great. Thank you so much. Yes, we have to do something. You know, God bless you, Mr. CEO, all this stuff. Nice. And I just couldn't take it anymore. So what I did before I founded Corporate Woke Place was I sent an anonymous letter to the CEO, and I pointed out some of the things about Black Lives Matter that I don't think people realize, that it's a Marxist organization. It is very anti-Israel, and I happen to be Jewish. And so I sent a letter saying that I was offended that he had asked us to donate.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you be offended? You know, I mean, you should be targeted. Okay, you understand. I mean, you're a white female. You're literally the walking definition of privilege. I'm sure that your education was handed to you. I'm sure that everything that you've ever had, you've never had to work for anything.
Nope.
How dare you be offended? By the way, did you talk about where the money goes that gets donated to Black Lives Matter?
I did. I mentioned that the money goes to Democratic political candidates such as Bernie Sanders and obviously Joe Biden and all kinds of other people. I did point that out. It was a 2-page single space letter with a lot of information that I don't think that the CEO was aware of. You know, I think that these corporate folks, some of them I think understand and are just communists, and that is who they are. But a lot of them, I truly believe, don't understand what it is that they're supporting. It's just a catchy slogan, Black Lives Matter. Well, nobody's going to say Black Lives don't matter, right?
When people ask me if Black Lives Matter, naturally the answer is, of course they do. Yes. However, the organization is a terrorist organization. I mean, listen, this organization is a corporation, okay? And they do. They funnel money through Blue Dot, which then in turn takes billions of dollars. Now, Black Lives Matter is a political organization, the largest and fastest growing political organization in the entire world. Because you're right, they take trending hashtags and they prey on the feeling emotion of people, the guilt emotion of people. And naturally, Americans are nice people that want to do nice things for other people. We care about our neighbors. We shovel the neighbor's driveway. We pick up the mail. We watch the house when they're gone. We let the dogs out. We do things. We hold the door open for people. We do things that are not customary in other places because we are nice people. And so they use this to prey on people, people like you said, that then in turn, Stephanie, may not even know who in the hell it is that they're donating to and where this money is going. People don't even realize I might have voted or supported Joe Biden financially when really I intended to vote for Donald Trump. It's insane.
Exactly. And to make matters worse, the CEO then decided we were going to hire diversity leader, which we did. So now we have diversity meetings and we all have to, you know, talk about these issues at work. And yeah. This is what I have an issue with, because I've seen this happen. I've seen the, you know, where this goes with these diversity resource groups, and they just really split people. You know, they started off as kind of fun, you know, bring your tacos to work and let's talk about, you know, Cinco de Mayo, and kind of made it a fun thing into these, you know, warring factions where the Hispanic group is upset because the LGBT group is getting more attention or more money or more of a forum with the executives or whatever it is. And it just becomes this very complex web of, you know, nonsense instead of focusing on the mission of the company, which is what I think companies should focus on. Be nice to people, you know, don't exploit slave labor, don't dump chemicals in the ocean. But then can we just focus on getting the work done and providing value to our customers and our shareholders?
Well, and it's interesting too, when you have this diversity and sensitivity training in corporate America, you go and there's no pandemic, right? And everybody's in this conference room or whatever together, and everybody segregates themselves by their race. And the whole point is to intermingle, right? And to learn about the guy sitting next to you who might be a Muslim or a Mexican dude or a Jewish woman or whatever. But then we walk into these trainings and everybody segregates themselves, and the people facilitating said training, they don't necessarily always go, okay, well, I can see the Black folks are here and Latinos here. Why don't we intermingle? They just go about their slideshow, and you don't really learn anything. And like you said, Stephanie, it just pushes people farther apart. It's ridiculous.
Yes. I echo that sentiment 100%. The new regime, by the way, that was installed illegitimately yesterday. The whole picture here is about unity, right? This is all about unity, and we're all going to come together now. As Tucker Carlson pointed out last night, the Biden administration has actually declared war on white supremacists. We don't know what white supremacy really looks like and how you identify as white supremacist. I would imagine that it's because you don't agree with the president, then of course you would be considered a white supremacist. So as more and more people are being targeted, Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow, the founder and inventor of MyPillow, has been targeted by all of these big box stores. Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond are just the two that come to mind right now. He's no longer allowed to sell his product there. And he, after his first private meeting with Donald Trump back in 2016, I believe it was, he was labeled a racist. The media went after him because he met with Donald Trump, the president of the United States. He was automatically a racist. This virtue signaling is happening literally everywhere. You mentioned Target and Starbucks. These are two places that absolutely are right out in the forefront. For example, what was it on Minnehaha? Is that where the Target was that they looted and robbed and burned and all that stuff, Richard, here in Minneapolis in the wake of the overdose death of George Floyd?
Well, it was
Minnehaha. Yeah, right there. Anyhow, they looted, they robbed, they burned it. Target's statement was, that's okay. It's fine. It's okay. We'll just rebuild. Don't worry about where the money's coming from, shareholders, corporate investors, all these other things. So, Stephanie, how do we fix this kind of thing?
Well, I think we fix it by doing exactly what Mike Lindell is doing, which is refusing to cave to this. And there are other examples of companies that have done this as well. Last year, even one that comes to mind is Goya Foods. the woke Twitter mob tried to come for the CEO of Goya Foods, who is a Cuban immigrant to America and is obviously a great success story running a company.
Yeah, what a racist.
Yes. Well, he had the audacity to accept an invitation from Donald Trump to come to the White House to attend an event called the Hispanic American Prosperity Initiative and speak at that event. And he said nice things about Donald Trump at that event and what he had done for, you know, businesses in America. And because of that, the left tried to cancel him, similar to what they're doing with MyPillow right now. And he refused to cave. He said, I'm not going to apologize for what I said. I didn't do anything wrong. People need to chill out and calm down. And then he just moved about his business. And the great thing about it was next the following quarter after this occurred, his sales were up, I think 1,000%.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Wow.
Yeah. You know,
and they tried to, and the best part about that story was AOC, you know, our favorite congresswoman from New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was one of the ones who led the boycott. So the CEO had a little fun with that and he named her employee of the month. Honorary employee of the month because of the positive impact she had on his sales.
Beautiful. This is the message that we need to spread all over the place. Make sure to get over there to the website, corporatewokeplace.com. That is Stephanie Kaplan. Will you come back again sometime?
Absolutely, anytime.
Love having you. Do business with American companies that support freedom, individual liberties. Tim Klund is one of those people, and he's coming up next. Go nowhere. My name is Stu. That's Richard. PC Radio continues with more powerful conversation in just 60 seconds.
Radio show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
The enemy of progressive politicians and politically correct assholes. PC Radio. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
Love having conversations like that. Stephanie Kaplan, the corporate woke place. Make sure that you get over to her website. This is what we have to do. We have to vow to do business only with companies and with organizations that push Made in America products, that employ American people, and I'm not just saying white people, so don't get off me, all right? That's not a racist thing to say. I'm talking about people who come here legally and pursue the American dream, you know, those that observe the Constitution as the document that it is and vow not to allow it to be altered or changed. Your First Amendment is gone, ladies and gentlemen, as a new regime has been illegitimately inserted as your king, basically. We will now bow to the king. We will show a video later of how the king is already breaking his own rules in the world of rules for thee, but not for me. We do business with Made in America people. The guy that you're looking at right below us, that is a veteran of the United States Air Force. His name is Tim Klund. We call him TK, Verve Forever. Now, these are the CBD products that you hear us talking about all the time on the show. Today, you already heard us talk about it, so we're not doing any more shameless plugs over here, okay? They're not shameless, though. We absolutely love Verve. Also, Verve United, which is the clothing company that we talk about. You've seen me wear, I think when I interviewed Lynn Wood last, I was wearing my Trump Lives shirt, which you can see down there on the screen as well. So get over to Verve, Verve United. It's a veteran-owned company. And by the way, if you're using CBD already and you're not using a CBD product that is from a veteran-owned company, trash it. Get over to our website at thepcradioshow.com. You just scroll down a little bit. There's a little Verve logo right there. Read about it educate yourselves. I knew nothing about CBD products, and here I am with a shameless plug. I knew nothing about CBD products before. I was completely ignorant to it. I was like, oh, everybody's just walking around high off of this cream, or what is this stuff? This oil, they're dropping vials of oil and just walking around just getting blasted. I mean, that sounds great, but if you're not into the THC stuff, there's zero THC stuff too. That's the one that I use. I got the shoulder cream for my pain here. I got the pain. By the way, my wife, Tim, had a terrible migraine headache. And mm-hmm. She was like, why don't I rub some of that cream on my head? And I'm like, well, I don't really know about that. I mean, it's for my shoulder. She's like, well, pain is pain, right? Man, right. She couldn't even move. She couldn't get out of bed. She couldn't. She put this cream right here. Like, the pain was coming from back here somewhere. She put it on there. Bang, 20 minutes. She would have never known that she had this head. This is really the miracle stuff, and it's all natural. The cannabinoids take over, and your life would be phenomenal. So get over to thepcradioshow.com and check out our Verve products. Tim, we have been talking about social media and how it is really, really, it's working. Okay. And when I say that it's working, what I mean is the rhetoric about unity is just another lie.
Right.
Now, the media doesn't hold Joe Biden accountable for his previous and confirmed lies, his previous plagiarism. I mean, this guy said that he was arrested with Nelson Mandela. Completely not true. This guy is a total fake and a phony and a liar. And why would he stop now? Now that he's the most powerful person in the free world, allegedly, and he was illegitimately sworn in yesterday, which we can go on and on about that. I guess he was sworn in a little early at 11:50 while Donald J. Trump was still the president. I guess there was some parts of the swearing in that were left out. So was he really sworn in? I'm not into the Q stuff. I follow them. I believe that there's a lot of good information there, but you have to be a critical thinker and dissect it for yourself. And I've gotten some blowback for having Lynn Wood on the program because a lot of people now, they had a ton of faith in him. And I don't think that faith should necessarily go away. Lynn Wood did say some things about the emergency broadcast system that did not come to fruition, but Americans really have a lot more to blame of themselves than they do Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood is a man of God. I don't have any reason to doubt that, and he hasn't given me a reason to. But what I did is I provided him a platform. Okay, I'm not encouraging or endorsing anything that anybody says, but I do happen to align myself with Lynn's sentiment. And I do happen to believe that there are a lot of things going on here that you and I don't know about. And all you have to do is take a look at the physical and circumstantial evidence that surrounds everything in this quote unquote rise to power by Joe Biden. And my prediction is it's 100 days is the stuff that he keeps talking about, right? The 100 days of darkness, right. The 100 days of masking, the 100 days of this and that. The 100 days is when he's done. And I don't know by what means he's going to exit, but the whole plan here by the Democratic Party is to put him in there and then remove him so that the real work, the real destruction of America can start to take place, the tearing down of the Constitution, the finishing off of your First Amendment, the assault on Amendment 2. And I know that I'm rambling here and you're the guest, but these are things that every single American is thinking about right now. And going back to the social media thing, the plan is working. They are not only not unifying us, but they are actively dividing us. I see so many patriots at each other's throats right now. People that are Trump supporters, people that are MAGA party, people that are, you know, the Patriot Party, all this stuff. And I have my opinions about that as well. I don't think it's a good idea to have a third party. I think it's a great idea to primary the assholes that are in the Republican Party and get them the hell out of there. I think that's a great idea. But further division is not good for us, because if there's one thing that you can say about Democrats that they do well, it's that they stick together, right? Excuse me. These people stick together. They have a plan. They're like they go by the no snitch policy. They're never telling on each other. This deep state cover up cabal, all of it. They just run with the story and that's it. The Republicans don't do that. They've played Mr. Nice Guy for decades. They run away from anything that might put them in a bad space in social media. And if you look over there, there's nothing but anxiety right now on social media. Everybody feels really shitty right now. I get it. I understand. But we can't.
It's like finding out your girlfriend or your boyfriend cheated on you, right? That's kind of how you feel. Like, man, I thought Trump was going to be, you know, we all know the cheating was on. We know what happened. And so we've kind of felt like, you know, Trump's not going to let them beat him, right? Yeah. He's going to get this figured out. He's going to get it done. And when you see him fly out of Andrews yesterday and you see Joe getting inaugurated, I think it just took the gas out of everybody that, wait, what happened? And I do think there's a bigger plan. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm definitely not a Q guy. I just kind of look at certain different things of like, where's this person been at, or what's going on with this person, or why haven't we heard from that person? Or, and there's just a lot of things going on that I don't think is over. And Donald Trump is not somebody who just throws in the towel and says, well, I'm just going to ride off into the sunset, because he knows there is no sunset. These people will never leave him nor his children alone. They're going to go after him at every single level they can. And so getting to the third party thing that everybody's harping on, look, it doesn't work. Canada already uses it. And I've got a ton of conservative friends in Canada that their party never wins, because they basically have two conservative parties that are fighting each other. And then you have their Liberal Party, which Trudeau's over. That's just kind of sitting off to the sideline, letting the two conservative parties fight it out. And then guess what happens? You got to have the one third, right? Or however it works up there. And then all their liberals outweigh the two thirds of the other parties.
Because they're split up.
So I don't think that's the solution either. I think you're right. I think, you know, and it is what's funny in the telltale of this is these politicians, if you think Republicans are actually for you as an individual, you're nuts. If you think as a Democrat that Joe Biden and those people are for you personally, you're nuts. All of them's in it together. If you can't see that as of yesterday during the inauguration, where for 4 years, McCarthy been griping at Pelosi griping at them, Schumer, McConnell, all of them. Oh, these guys are horrible. These guys, yesterday, they're all hugging and kissing and loving on each other, just like they do every single day behind the scenes.
Yep.
They get out there. Lindsey Graham, he's the biggest freaking fraud on this country too. Like, you know, he was begging on Hannity every night before the election. Oh, help me, LindseyGraham.com. Save me, save me, save me, save me. What did he do for the president? A 15-minute nonviolent Capitol storm that we also know by the FBI was not perpetrated by Donald Trump now after the impeachment hearing that it comes out the very minute, like, oh, this is just so upsetting to me. I've just got to go with this way. I can't really, because, you know, fight the vote at this point.
Let's do this. I want to ask you something. Do you feel let down by Donald Trump?
No, absolutely not.
I do. And that's going to be.
I did for about 15, 20 minutes yesterday. And then I said, you know what?
Yeah, it's going to be a very controversial thing to say. People are going to say, oh my God, how could you ever say that? Well, here's why. Because I feel like there were options that were left on the table. And again, I'm just speaking from my heart, okay? I don't have information that, you know, that Donald Trump has. Clearly, I wasn't the leader of the free world, okay? Right. I don't have super top secret clearance, and I'm not the president of the United States. I mean, I'm just saying that I feel like a lot of Americans feel let down by Donald Trump. He rolled over. He went away. What happened to martial law? What happened to seizing the Dominion machines? What happened to grabbing these ballots? What happened to a real audit? He has all this information.
Well, and the thing is, how do we know that never happened? We don't.
Well, I guess we don't know that.
That's why I think there's a bigger plan in play here.
And I want to believe that.
If you go by the Constitution, right, via electoral votes, you know, by the Congress and the House, he lost. So he's out.
Lynn Wood, do you feel let down by him?
No, I don't feel let down by anybody, because everybody got intel. Look, I got intel at the highest sources of people who has been at the highest sources within the military that have told me things, and a lot of them align with what everybody else was saying. Now, I don't know if everybody just got stuck on one person's social media account or what happened, but these people are people of integrity, that they're not people that just go to say stuff just to say it. So, you know, I'm like every other American. You're hearing one thing, this is going to happen by this date, this is going to happen by this date, and you're waiting, and all of a sudden it passes, and this passes, and this passes. And I kept telling people, like, if people are telling me a nobody intel, you would think that everybody else has the same intel on the other side. They're hearing the same stuff, so they're preparing. So what's the best way to remedy it?
And with all of the misinformation and disinformation and all of that stuff that's out there right now, how do you know that they're getting good intel and then they're passing it on to you? And how do you know if it's good or not? And you're playing a game of telephone, and we all know how that works. And I want to clarify something. When I say that I feel let down by the president, this is a roller coaster. We are human beings. We have emotions. And I'm not too big of a man to admit the fact that I deal with emotions differently than you do, Tim, and that you do, Richard. And maybe you don't feel let down right now, but maybe in a half hour when you hear something else, you might be. And maybe in a half hour from now, I'll feel vindicated and say, oh, you know what? I was wrong. And that's okay. We're all dealing with this thing together. And we have to take some time, I think, to decompress and sit back and look at this 100%. And say, all right, All right, so we're going to accept the reality, like Richard was saying before we went on the air. We're men here. We're going to accept the reality that, okay, Joe Biden is the president. Kamala Harris is in there. This entire cabinet is going to be full of radical, progressive, communist, fascist, statist, authoritarians, right? And they're going to come after everything that we have left. I believe, like I said yesterday, it won't be long before state-run, nationalized internet service that you will only get when you can prove that you've had the COVID vaccine and when you've surrendered your guns. And these are the ways that they're going to manipulate people, because who can live without the internet? We're doing the show on the internet. We're listening to the show on the internet. We're downloading the internet. We're on our – I mean, everything we do is internet-based now. Our people's whole homes are run off the internet, security systems, all that stuff. You cannot survive without it unless you're – I mean, really, really dedicated to, like, living off the land, right? And I think that we do. We need to go back to the garden, because they're coming after our seeds.
Well, I think that there's a happy medium, fellas. You know – Stu, you're asking if we feel let down by Donald Trump.
Oh, here comes the voice of reason.
What I think we need to think about is that in American politics, we have two parties. But the reality is that the day after the election, every politician is looking out for themselves. Their campaign for a re-election starts that day,
yep.
Probably even election night. So when we talk about all these folks that were aligned with Donald Trump and have jumped ship and all that other garbage, it's because they're thinking about their reelection. They're not going to necessarily go against the big machine that is going to push whatever narrative it is that they want us to hear. And Donald Trump, in my opinion, was one of the only ones that is going to say, well, I don't give a shit. We're going to do what we need to do to save the American people money, time, effort, and all that garbage. And so all these people are jumping ship. And like you said, Tim, they're all hugging and kissing each other and everything else. Well, because the one common goal of both parties to get Donald Trump out of the office was achieved. Now they can focus on taking away the stuff that he did and focus on keeping their power and getting reelected.
And keep their pockets fat.
That's
really what it boils down to, is their financial interests, right? And their personal gain.
Yeah. Yeah. American politicians don't care about you and me and the grand scheme of things of this country. They care about their position, their pockets. And really, in my opinion, that's about it.
I think there are a few of them that go to Washington with good intentions. And I've met them, and I've listened to them, and I believe them. But that place will suck the soul out of anybody.
Yeah, 100%.
And
most people you're talking about have been in politics for 5 years or less, I would guess.
Yeah, when you're looking at somebody like, I talked to her on the phone this morning, Representative Marjorie Greene. I think she's an up-and-coming superstar. She's a freshman. She's going to be on this program, so look for that. And I'm talking to Nick Dyer, her comms person as well. We're going to get her on the program. Today is the day that she is unleashing the impeachment articles, the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden for an abuse of power. And rightfully so. She should do that. Tim, final words.
I think it's just real easy. I mean, look, I'm just over 50 years old last October, and every single day I wake up, I still wake up as an American, and I plan on waking up as an American tomorrow. I don't wake up as a Republican. I don't wake up as a Democrat. I wake up as an American.
There you go.
And I'm America first, and I'm God first. I don't put my trust in politicians. I don't put my trust in the people of this planet. I think God has a big plan. That's the reason why Donald Trump was put in there the first 4 years. And look at what the exposure that Donald Trump did. People forget. Like, you never even heard of fake news. You never heard of deep state, really. You know, you kind of knew if you were new, but you didn't know. And man, this guy has brought a lot of light to the darkness.
That is exactly the point that I've been making.
So I would say that's his legacy. For everybody out there, just be patient. Turn your news off. There's nothing really to watch. Watch your local news. Check your weather. Move on with your life. Get off social media.
Watch
the Bachelor. Quit fighting with people over stupid stuff. Get focused on you, your life, your family, your career, your goals, and I promise you'll be a lot happier person. I haven't watched the news, honestly, guys, probably since mid-December. My wife was like, turn this crap off before the holidays. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. You know, she works at the school, so she had her two-week vacation. She was like, we're not having that crap here. And I'll tell you what, it was amazing, and she kind of brought it to my attention, like, man, it's amazing how you kind of got a little pep in your step lately. And I was like, you know, I am feeling a little bit better about everything. And she was like, yeah, you haven't been watching the news. That, again, fear factor and just, oh, my God, what about this? What about this? What about that? And you look at it. It depends on who you watch is who you're going to hate after you turn the show off, right?
Yeah.
If you watch CNN, you hate the Republicans. If you watch Fox, you hate the Democrats. It's all BS. It's all BS. Yeah. And look, we're smarter than that. Like you said, we need to take bits and pieces of things we hear there. And look, go do you some more research and, you know, but don't get locked into the craziness of what's going on. God's got it. And there's a reason why Donald Trump was put in play to begin with.
Amen.
I don't think his play is over with yet. I think he just had to take a minute, exit stage left, let things play out. And I think they will play out pretty quick. And then we'll get back to getting the country back on track.
Turn off the news. I agree with that. But stay locked into the Patriotically Correct radio show, okay?
Because 100% on that.
Got to do that.
Get rid of 100%. That mainstream media.
And do business with Verve.
Yes.
It's not hard to find veteran-owned, American-backed, America-first companies. And there's one of them right there. Verve Forever, Verve United.
Thank you guys.
Get over to thepcradioshow.com.
Thank you, Tim.
More coming up with...
Appreciate you all.
Appreciate you. Monica Matthews coming up next. Go nowhere. My name is Stu. That's Richard.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
Broadcasting live from the highest cloud of privileged patriotism. The PC Radio Show is on. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
Welcome back to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show, where we will be the relentless seekers of truth. Joining us right now, another one of those. She is a radio talk show survivor, daily national syndicated podcaster. Look for her show. It's powerful. Life, Love, and Liberty. She's a truth seeker and a speaker, much like us, a political consultant, and look at this, Rich, a Grammy-nominated recording artist. That is something that I did not know about Monica Matthews, who joins us now. Monica, how are you? Welcome to PC Radio. A first-timer here, for crying out loud.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm very honored to be here. I'm doing pretty well, considering what we just went through yesterday. Yeah.
It's an emotional roller coaster. We were just talking about that. And there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation. We need clarity. You bring that all the time. What is the most important thing right now that you think disenfranchised Americans need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, and listen, I went through my own bit of turmoil yesterday in understanding what I was seeing. I think it's important to bridge the gap between the cognitive dissonance that the left is very strategic in incorporating on every level of our lives, which is why my show is about life, love, and liberty, because it's across those spectrums that I call them the left, but it's worse than that. It's in the longer we continue to be divided in that narrative, also the left and the right, the easier we are to ultimately conquer on what I think people really need to wake up and understand is a geopolitical effort to wipe this nation off the map as a sovereign nation. That's the battle we're in. It's not against the left. It's not against the right. It's not against your neighbor. I do believe it's important to understand who the active players are, and more of that is going to continue to show itself over the next few weeks. You know, Lynn Wood likes to recite actually a scripture that people have attributed to him alone, but it is a scripture that every lie will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is absolutely true. What I didn't mention is that I'm also an ordained minister. And so when I, with a really bad potty mouth that I think the Lord works with me on daily.
Yeah, likewise. I can feel you
hello,
there.
Hello, but I'm just like a super real Christian, right? Where I'm like, I think also people can take solace in understanding that God really is working in this too, in the way of building the, what we call the ecclesia. And I'm Greek also. And the ecclesia is really a very tightly knit community of believers in sovereignty of the individual, in liberty of the individual, equality of the individual. We're not corralled into homogenization pools as Christians of the ecclesia. We care for each other. We work for our own food. We do provide for those who have less than us in the ecclesia. So I think it's important for people to understand that there's a multifaceted war, literally a war going on here for your soul, for your mind, for this soil that we call home. It is very real, and it has been going on for generations. This is also something, Stu, really important, you guys, and Rich, for people to understand. This is not an assault on Donald Trump. This is an assault on the spirit with which Donald Trump reignited this nation to understand the spirit with which our author of liberty and life created us, which is in the spirit of liberty. He did not create this country to writhe in oppression. And we have come through a lot of national sins as a nation. And I think because of that, spiritually speaking, my 50,000-foot view that I try to keep when I'm not, you know, wallowing around in the gnashing of the teeth with everyone else in the fray, if I crawl out of that long enough to remember God's perspective from this, is that we are really living in what began as a family feud in the spirit. We are warring against not flesh and blood, Ephesians 6 and 12. We are absolutely in the middle of a family feud between Satan, who said to God from the get-go, oh yeah, watch this, hold my beer, I will ascend above your throne, and I'll take a third of your army with me. And God's like, yeah, well, hold this, and threw him out, you know, and here we are with a third of, you know, demons that we deal with on a daily basis. Don't believe me, turn on your news. But it's a battle between God, good, Satan, evil. It is. I have a line, actually a clothing line called Shyware, and it's predicated upon shy. Very simply, Satan hates you. It's not about the right. It's not about the left. This is literally about the eternal salvation of every living, breathing being on this planet, regardless of religious affiliation, political affiliation. This is the scope of eternity. And when you're living under the rule of an iron fist, an iron thumb in the way of communism. I told my listeners, I told them, we will not see socialism. Trump was right. We will never see socialism in this country. We have bypassed it. We have bypassed socialism. We have skated directly into communism, which was the goal for centuries. People don't understand that geopolitically, Americans tend to think of things and timelines of our election cycles, right? As a political consultant, I study the landscape of demographics and of people over, you know, whether it's blacks, whites, Hispanics, poor, impoverished, educated, uneducated, whatever, people who feel disenfranchised, gays, you know, trans people. And how are they being leveraged on the political landscape? How are people able to leverage them and literally sell their souls as commodities? And when I say your soul, I mean your mind, your will, and your emotions. There's nothing religious about that, right?
I think that you touched on something extremely important here, and that it's this is not a battle against Donald Trump. It's not a battle against the right and the left. And I agree with you 100%. This is a battle, a good versus evil, but also on the foundation of which our country was founded and built. Right. And so we don't want to fall into the likes of Nazi Germany and the land that, you know, the times of Genghis Khan and all that other stuff. So I think that it's super, super important to have a broader sense of it, right? To realize that, you know, I agree with you 100%. Donald Trump just re-sparked this immense love for the land in which we call home, and the tyranny that is trying to put out that flame once again, although it came very fast. You know, I guess I would have thought that a man like him comes in, reignites this intense love for our country, and right away, before he's even won an election, they're trying to put it out and trying to take it all away from us all over again.
Monica, do you feel like that this was kind of a 16-year plan that Donald Trump he inserted himself? He basically caused a fumble while Barack Obama was trying to hand the football off to Hillary Clinton to punch this communism right into the end zone. And I think that that's probably what created the panic and why we see this escalation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do absolutely agree with that. I think there were probably some things in play that most of us are not aware of. There are always things in play going on in the dark that have not been revealed. But as I say, and this is why I say it with such confidence, God sees all, and there's only so long that he's going to contend with things that happen in the dark before it is brought to light. And then it is incumbent upon us. I think Donald Trump saw the opportunity. He saw his calling, which is really interesting for the religious people. They make fun of him for saying things like, you know, 1 Corinthians. They couldn't get past that. They chided him and mocked him and scoffed at his faith, although he saved millions of babies from being aborted. He saved millions of Black lives from giving opportunity that perhaps were not there before. Giving hope is a strategy, by the way. We serve the God of hope. And I believe that he embodied all of that. I think what we're seeing now, you guys, and this is really the most disconcerting day, part of my day yesterday, was just sitting back and watching the vacuum occur with my listeners and my followers. And I peered over into other people's lanes as well to see what their followers were saying. People are, our first response is, what the hell just happened? What the hell are we watching? Because we know there's no way that that's accurate. There's no way that our military is occupying Washington, D.C. There are 10 people there for what some people are saying was not even an inauguration. There's all types of speculation there. We know that the evidence was brought forth by Sidney Powell. And I want to say this to your listeners very clearly. That the people who are the evidence deniers, you know, we've been accused of being the election deniers. I want to say this. For people who don't understand that you have a constitutional duty to make sure that the integrity of your election is secured and in place, that is exactly what the former administration of President Donald Trump and those who are attempting to show the evidence and bring the evidence forward, that's exactly what they were fulfilling with a constitutional duty to do so. Your state legislatures did not step up to the plate and fulfill their constitutional duty. So what's created now is a vacuum of, well, your evidence deniers. And now this administration is instilling fear in people that somehow if you're a MAGA supporter, if you've been denying the evidence all along. And listen, they have recruited the GOP to do this. They've recruited deep state GOP players to do this as well. Let's just move on. Let's unite. Let's move past 2020. Never mind that we still have compromised systems in our country. I want to say this to your listeners. People like Sidney Powell, people like Lynn Wood, and many others had evidence that they brought forward. Jovan Pulitzer had brought his technology forward and offered it for free, offered his time for free. He did not call for donations from the public. Lynn Wood has never called for donations from the public outside of his Fight Back campaign for Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm not sure about Sydney. I can't speak for her, but others have taken time, treasure, talent, safety, the safety of their children, their grandchildren, their families, themselves on the line, all of us, myself included, to bring the evidence forth to the judiciary to say, this is real. This is what just happened in our country. And we can't stand for this. We've watched it happen. in nations around the globe for years. And as Americans, I think we've just sat around thinking, well, those stupid people, I can't believe they keep voting for the same horrible dictators. And now it's kind of like, yeah, fun fact, America, it can happen. It does happen. And it happened here. And so where do we go from here? I think it's important to start cleaning house in your state legislatures. You need to start primarying your state legislatures with people who are actually, they're not Trumplicans. They're not cultists. These are constitutional conservatives who can see the writing on the wall. You don't even have to look at the wall. Look at the things that are coming out now. Look at the campaign that the Biden administration ran down the field with as they were moving the goalposts for the past, you know, actually 4 years, if we're being honest.
Right.
Excuse me. But this is a long game. For Americans, it's a short game. We only look at election cycles of 4 to 8 years. For others around the world, you guys, this is a long game. This, we're talking 100 years. People are wickedness is patient. And we are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. Do we have our national sins? Of course we do, because everyone does. But there's no other country on the planet with the due process that we have had up to this point that we do stand to lose if we do not coalesce around the spirit of the living God and the spirit with which Donald Trump led this country. If we don't coalesce around that together, we are going to fall to a geopolitical World War III.
And that's what I keep saying, is that Donald Trump is one man. Okay. Donald Trump is not God. Donald Trump is not America. Donald Trump ignited a flame of Americans. He exposed things in an expedient fashion that we would have never known about. I would have never guessed, Monica, that the swamp was as deep. When he pulled back the curtain on this thing, that is exactly what his legacy needs to be. And if we forget about these things, and if we don't primary people, and if we don't hold people accountable, and if we don't take a serious look at our election integrity, we can expect the same results. We have to allow his legacy to carry on by being proactive and doing exactly the things that you're saying, not being divided, because the regime of unity, right, is exactly the opposite of that. And you can look at it by, like you said, look at your social right now. We are at each other's throats. Well, what happened to this? And Lynn promised that. And where is Sidney? And where did General Flynn go? And why didn't Trump do this? And he didn't act on that. And there was no martial law, no insurrection, no this, no that. And I am guilty of feeling down, feeling let down, and then I rebound. And it's a roller coaster. In a couple of minutes, how do we get back to, listen, this person wasn't trying to mislead me. This person was trying to guide me. How do we get back to, we are Americans. How do we have the September 12th, 2001 feeling right now as we are under attack from the inside out?
Yeah, so I think you start in your own mirror. I end every one of my shows with this saying, be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And if you are an American, act like one. And I started saying that the day I got on the air almost 6 years ago now on terrestrial radio. And people would call me and say, what does that mean? Why do you say that? If you're an American, act like one. And I said, exactly. That's my point. Because surviving 8 years of the Obama psyop that this country went through during that administration was something that was going to take time to unravel.
Yeah.
People feel guilty about their skin color. People feel guilty about the sins of the past. People feel guilty about their sex. I don't call it gender. It's your biological sex.
Mm-hmm.
People feel guilty about being constitutionalists. People feel guilty about being Christians. And I want to speak to something.
Sure.
If someone right now, you have a narrative, I need people to please hear this as loud as I can scream it from the rooftops.
Scream it in a minute or less.
The war is for your mind. The war is for you to kowtow and to break from your own identity of who God created you to be, not this government. And the Constitution bears witness to what the Lord, the living God of freedom, of life, of equality, said about you and about me individually. So it's important for the individual to rise, actually to get on your knees and reconnect with your father, which Donald Trump referred to him as father,
not just God, not just creator, your father.
Right.
Ask for your identity, coalesce in your small communities, get together, clean houses in your state legislatures and your communities, your municipalities, and get busy. We've got a lot of work.
Start with our future. Start with your school boards. I mean, how important is that? That's our future. Monica Matthews, make sure that you catch her show, Life, Love, and Liberty. You can find it anywhere that you find a podcast. Twitter, at Monica On Air Talk. Telegram, The Monica Matthews. The same on Facebook. I did a misprint there. And also, MonicaMatthews.com. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope we can do it again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Absolutely. God bless.
God bless you. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day, they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!